Just yesterday, we were talking to Danielle Waller about Medicare open enrollment, and here we go again. Danielle, how are you?
I am doing well. How are you guys?
Good. You ready for this?
Yes, actually, I am. It'll be nice to kind of get back to where we were 2 years ago with
seminars.
Being able to do seminars. Oh, yes, yeah. COVID kind of put the kibosh on that last year.
Yeah.
So I got my first seminar tomorrow.
Wow. All right. So how long have you been preparing for this?
We usually start, well, training starts in June, because with all the carriers, you have to do specific training to each one of mm-hmm. them. But it's usually around the 1st of September. We start with getting the letters ready, the mass mailings, booking the seminars, you know, scheduling those out and mm-hmm. kind of gearing up, ordering the materials that we need to have. So September 1st kind of starts our busy season.
I think it was day before yesterday I got my letter from
you. Did you get your letter?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. haven't had a chance to open the envelope yet, but I got the letter.
Well, pretty much everything we're going to talk about here is what's in that letter. So.
All right. So here's the deal. Open enrollment, it's the one time of the year that those of us on Medicare can actually look at the whole program and decide whether we want to continue with what we're doing or whether we want to do something else. So what are some of the factors we have to look at?
Well, the main factor is your drug plans. I mean, mm-hmm. that's the big one. This is the time, if you're on a Medicare supplement and a drug plan, your Medicare supplement is pretty much in place. That rolls from year to year, but your drug plan you want to take a look at. And if you're on the Medicare Advantage plans, you also want to look at the drug plans. But this year we actually have quite a few new plans and some plans that kind of been updated and look a little more favorable. And again, the drugs, because formularies change every year. So what was covered this year for you may be covered completely different next year and could be a lot of out-of-pocket costs.
This is kind of a bizarre question, but do the different companies have different tiers for the same drugs?
Yes.
Oh, see, now that makes it even more confusing.
Yes. So some companies could have a generic as a preferred generic. It could be a tier two generic. And there's actually a lot of generics that are covered on tier three, which is technically preferred brands. A lot of your pain medications that are generics right. are always going to be listed as a tier three brand. Drug.
You must have a computer database to crunch all this.
Actually, I use the Medicare.gov website. It's completely unbiased and it does all the work for me. You enter in your medications, okay. you pick the pharmacy that you like to fill at, and then it does all the calculations and puts all the drug plans in order of which one will cost you the least amount of money in copays and premium combined.
Okay. Now, see, I have a pharmacy. And I put my stuff on Synchronize. I have too many prescriptions. And I was calling in all the time. It was a pain. And so I said, can you synchronize these? It doesn't work. And with the COVID, sometimes the drive-thru wasn't open and all that kind of a thing. So is there an advantage to using the mail-in option?
Well, there can be, depending on your medications, you can save quite a bit of money with the mail order. All of the drug companies would prefer it because it's less money for them. But I'll be honest with you, I'm a firm believer with keeping all that money in the valley and using your local pharmacy. I think you lose out also on the one-on-one that you get with the pharmacist, especially if they've always filled your prescriptions and they know what you're on and you can have a conversation with them. But people who are on a very tight budget or a strict budget or maybe do have COVID concerns about going out, the mail order can help alleviate that.
Yeah. I just wondered because one time I went to the drive-thru and, you know, I had a bunch of drugs. We'll have to send them out to you in separate, and I paid for it. And I got home and they were all the same thing. I had 6-8 months of the same drug. I didn't think you could do that or that Medicare would cover that. You know?
No, that's a little strange. Usually you get one prescription, you know.
I called them and I said, they said, well, you can't return them.
No, you can't. Once they go out, yep.
So I said, well, take that one off of Synchronize.
So let's kind of go through this a little bit.
And okay.
So everybody understands. We have, let's first go to the Medicare Advantage program.
Yes.
Because we have several this year.
We do. So again, in the Flathead Valley, we have Humana and Blue Cross Blue Shield. Humana has the same plans that they had last year, you know, an HMO, a PPO. This year, for the very first year, they had a $0 premium PPO. Because it was new, some people were a little trepidatious about getting on it. They've done a lot of upgrading to that plan. I think it's going to be one of the most popular plans on the Humana side. Blue Cross Blue Shield has their standard two PPO plans, and then they have come out with a preferred provider. Okay. It's where you have in and out of network coverage. Okay. But they've come out with two new plans this year, one being a $0 premium plan. So they have that option also. It's a phenomenal plan. And then they have a new Flex plan, which is kind of a MedSup hybrid. Which gives people kind of the coverage of a Medicare supplement without the underwriting factor that you have with the Medicare supplement. So, Okay. Yeah, they're really great plans.
Now, Medicare Advantage versus the Medigap program.
So the difference between the two is basically a Medicare supplement is a secondary plan that goes along with original Medicare. They are the Cadillac of plans, but they also are the most expensive plans. You have nationwide coverage. So you can go to any doctor you want to as long as they accept Medicare, and kind of gives you the freedom. A lot of snowbirds or people that live half and half have the Medicare supplements. Medicare Advantage plans are where Medicare will contract to a private insurance company, which in the Valley is Humana and Blue Cross Blue Shield. And they pay the claims instead of Medicare. But instead of being a deductible and coinsurance base, it is copay. So you go to the doctor, it's a copay, ER copay. All of these copays combine and go into what's called an out-of-pocket. And if you reach the max out-of-pocket, plan pays at 100%. The drug plan is embedded in it. So it's a one price for Medicare or medical and drug plan combined.
But as far as the drugs go, they're on different tiers and all that?
Just like a standalone drug plan, yes. So that's basically the same. Where the Advantage plans differ is they are an in and out of network plan. Yeah. So HMO, in network, everything is covered with a copay. Out of network, unless it's urgent and emergent, you don't have coverage. PPO in network is paid with a copay, out of network is paid at a lower rate.
Now, how important is the network situation here in the Valley?
So here in the Valley, because of Logan Healthcare and basically them owning most of the doctor's offices, Blue Cross Blue Shield and Humana are in network with 95% of the providers.
Okay.
The ancillary providers are the ones you want to double check with, like your physical therapists, chiropractors, mental health providers. Those are the ones you kind of want to double check the network on. But all of the doctors on the Hill, the MD clinics, they're all in network.
Okay.
Now, I went online because my wife is getting ready to go on Social Security. And is Schedule F, is it history? Because I did a search and it looked like it was still available.
So it is for any person turning 65 or having their Part B effective date after 1-1 of 2020, Part F is no longer available for them.
Oh, okay.
It's still there. Anybody who was on it was grandfathered in. There are some situations that if you were on Medicare prior to 1-1 of 2020 and maybe you had group coverage and now you've lost your group coverage, you have a guaranteed right onto Plan F because of that Part B date being prior to 1-1-2020.
Okay.
But any new person coming into the Medicare is not eligible for Part F.
So Part G has a deductible or a whatever you call it that you have to reach, but it looks like it more than pays for itself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's plan, not part. We have to get those quite right. So, Yes, Plan G is now the basically Cadillac of Medicare supplements. And that's the guaranteed issue one for anyone coming into the Medicare program. And yes, the only difference between G and F is you are responsible for the Part B deductible, which for this year was $203, but you save close to $1,000 in over the year in premium.
But that deductible could change in future years.
The year before this year, so 2020, it was $198. Okay. Then it went to $203. So,
but the good news, John, is I hear there's a cost of living raise that's in our future with Social Security.
5.6%.
Is that right? I heard around 6%.
5.6. Oh, that's okay. What it is.
Yeah, but what are they going to take away to give you that 5.6%? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, now I want to move over here because we're running out of time here. I want to move over to the drug plans.
Okay.
So separate, if you're going to do an Advantage plan, that's already in, right?
Correct.
Now.
But you can still double check because maybe this year you're on one company and a expensive medication you're on is no longer on their formulary. So you might want to switch to the other company. Okay. It might be better for you.
All right.
But for you, who is on a Medicare supplement, or anybody on a Medicare supplement, both of you are, yes, always want to double check your medications. WellCare was a popular drug plan this year. They had 5 plans. They've dropped down to 3. One of them went from $28 to $68. So anybody on that plan, if you're on some basic medications, you might be able to be on a plan that's less expensive instead of paying $40 more per month for a plan you really don't need.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. So the bottom line here is we need to get into these seminars that you're doing.
Yes. So my first seminar is at Hampton Inn tomorrow. There's 3 of them. 9 to 11 is the Humana HMO. 12 to 2 is the Humana PPO. And 3 to 5 is the Blue Cross Blue Shield PPOs.
How do we decide which one we should attend?
Well, if you're on a plan and you want to see what the changes are, go to the seminar of the plan that you're on. But if you're maybe interested in some of these $0 plans, then maybe you want to attend the Blue Cross or Humana from 12 to 2 and 3 to 5.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Do we need a reservation?
Nope. Just come on down.
All right. That's at the Hampton Inn tomorrow.
Hampton Inn tomorrow.
Okay. Right. And then you're going to be doing this now for the next, how long do we have?
It's about October 15th to December 7th.
Okay.
So we've got, we're advertising in the Beacon for the seminars that we have at the Hampton Inn, and we're going all over again. Ronan, Polson, Hot Springs, Libby.
All right.
We'll be everywhere.
We're on it. All right.
Excellent.
Danielle, thanks so much, and we'll be watching.
All right. Thank you. And I love the new studio.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
All right. Take care. Thanks so much.